Out to the man, Lou Bring and his orchestra, and our guest, the glamorous star of the Metropolitan Opera, Miss Dorothy Kirsten.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along.
Thank you. Good evening, folks. This is the Kraft Music Hall. And we are dedicating our first song tonight to Peggy Lee's father, Robert E. Peggy Lou. Way down on the levee in old Alabama, there's Daddy and Mammy, there's Ephraim and Sammy. On a moonlight night, you can find them all. While they're waiting, the banjos are syncopating. What's that they're saying? What's that they're saying? While they deep playing, I'm humming and swaying. It's the good ship, Robert E. Lee, that's come to carry the cotton away. Watch them shuffling along. See them shuffling along. Go take your best gal, your real pal. Go down to the levee. I said the levee. Join that shuffling throng. Hear that music and song. It's simply great, mate. Waiting on the levee, waiting for the robbery lead. How about some nice fried chicken? Who wants some chitlin? Pork chop, pigtail, black-eyed peas. Ain't nobody gonna buy nothing? Now, maybe I can interest you in a little spoon bread with black-eyed peas. Watch them shuffling along. See them shuffling along. Go take your best gal, your real pal. Go down to the levee. I said the levee. Join that shuffling throng. Yeah, that music and song. It's simply great. Great. Waiting on the levee. Waiting for the robber to leave.
Week people write in asking how you keep up such a terrific pace. You never seem to get tired. You're always dancing and jumping around. Well, everyone admits you're the peppiest person all through the show. How do you do it?
It's simple, Ken. When I get home, I collapse. Oh, by the way, Ken, I'm expecting Dorothy Kirsten of the Metropolitan Opera.
Uh-huh.
Now, when she comes in, tell her I'll be right back. I have to go and sharpen an axe.
What do you want with an axe?
Well, Ken, I've tried everything else. That's the only thing strong enough to trim my mustache. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Gee, I wonder if I ought to grow a mustache. Made Jolson look like Ronald Coleman.
Nah,
with my luck, I'd end up looking like Jolson.
Loving yourself, Ken?
Hmm? Oh, well, hello, Dorothy. How you doing? What have you been doing all this time?
Oh, the usual thing, concerts and the Metropolitan Opera. But I came back to the coast because I'm thinking of doing a movie. That's why I came to see Al.
Oh, you're too late, Dorothy. They hired Larry Parks again.
Oh, no. I just want to brush up on the fundamentals of acting. Oh, you know, emotions of love, hate, and fear in comedy. I thought I'd practice on Al. He knows so much about acting, especially about love.
But, Dottie Gal, the real test of a good actress is when she can convince people that she's not acting.
You mean I shouldn't tell Al I'm only practicing?
That's right.
If we play a love scene, he'll think I'm really in love with him.
Oh, don't worry. He'll never let you come between him and himself. Uh-oh, here he comes.
Well, well, Dorothy Kirsten, what's new?
Kiss me.
What else is new?
Asa, darling, don't toy with me. Hug me. Kiss me. Caress me.
I wonder what I've got that I thought I used up years ago.
Oh, Al, dearest, perhaps I mustn't love you. It's too good for me. Maybe I can forget you. I'll try.
Well, look, kid, don't fight it. It's bigger than both of us.
Oh, dearest, then you care for me?
Well, yes, Dorothy, I do, but...
Then don't hesitate, my sweet. Will you marry me?
You'll have to ask my father.
Darling, you're making fun of me. Let me sing a song of undying love. It's Un bel di vedremo.
Un bel di vedremo. Oh, yeah. That means one fine day. It's from Madame Butterfly, isn't it?
How'd you know that?
I speak butterfly. But, Dorothy, look, if you want to sing, who am I to fight a beautiful girl and 30 musicians? Ladies and gentlemen, Dorothy Kersing will sing One Fine Day, Un bel dreamer, something like that.
Mothers know it's not the easiest thing in the world to find a really nutritious food your youngsters will cheer about. So here's a tip. Kraft's famous cheese food, Velveeta, is grand tasting and a top-notch bodybuilder, too. Velveeta gives your youngsters muscle-building protein, high-quality, complete protein from milk. Golden Velveeta helps supply important milk minerals and food energy, and riboflavin and vitamin A, too. Besides, this rich-tasting cheese food is digestible as milk itself. And lucky for you, the whole family will really go for Velveeta's rich yet mild cheddar cheese flavor. Spread or slice Golden Velveeta for snacks, sandwiches, or melt it for hot main dishes. Get a loafer package tomorrow. Remember, genuine Velveeta, the cheese food made by Kraft.
Oscar, I want to talk to you. I've got big troubles. I'm in an awful dilemma. You know what's happening? Women are throwing themselves left and right at my feet.
So what do you want? No shows?
You don't understand, Oscar. One look from me and women fall madly, passionately in love. Oscar, honestly, I'm frightened. I'm too dangerous to be out. I'm a combination Robert Taylor, Clark Gable, and Tyrone Power. You realize that formula is more powerful than the atomic bomb? You realize that?
Believe me, Al, you're not an atomic bomb.
No?
You're more the spitball type.
Oscar, you don't know what it's like to be in love. You don't know the feeling when you can't sit still, when you have to twist and squirm.
Of course I know. Once the top came off my piano stool.
Well, put it back on and play some Rachmaninoff. Go on, warm your hands and play.
Thank you, Dorothy. Say, tell me, is it true that you're madly and passionately in love with Al Jolson? Or was he giving me a sneak preview of his dreams?
Oh, no, Oscar. I'm not in love with Al. I was just practicing emotions to improve my movie technique. Now I'm going to pretend I hate him.
Couldn't happen to a nicer fella.
Well, understand this. I don't really hate him. This is just pretense. But it's going to be awfully difficult because what nasty things could anyone say about Al Jolson?
Missed some of our shows lately, haven't you? Excuse me, Dorothy. Here comes the target for tonight.
Oh, there you are, darling. Gosh, you look lovely.
I hate you.
Wait a minute. Would you repeat that, please?
I despise you.
You changed the word, but the same meaning is coming through. Dorothy, don't you recognize me? It's Al. Remember? Lover lips?
You beast. You threw me and my family out in the cold snow because we couldn't pay the mortgage. You.
Me.
You took the Velveeta right out of my baby's mouth.
Not so loud, Mr. Kraft might be listening in.
Don't come near me. Don't come near me, you horrible.
Dorothy. You're acting like you mean it. I don't like it. I don't understand. Just a moment ago, you said you loved me.
A moment ago. Hours ago, weeks ago, months ago, years.
I guess I forgot to wind my watch.
I can't keep this up any longer. I don't hate you. All this has just been preparation for a screen test.
Dorothy, I didn't think you'd hurt me like this. You played upon my heartstrings, and you've broken them. Now I'll have to get them restrung.
Oh, I'm sorry, Al, honey. Would a little love song help?
Would a little love song help? Anything would help.
Come to me, bend to me, kiss me goodnight, darling, my darling, is all I can say. Just come to me, bend to me, kiss me goodnight, give me your lips. And on a take them away.
Maxwell and praise our Bonnie, where early falls the dew. There that Annie Laurie gave me her promise true, gave me her promise true, which ne'er forgot will be.
Yesterday was the first day of Lent, so many of you homemakers have an extra menu planning problem. Well, an extra help to you right now is Kraft's famous cheese food, Velveeta. Smooth melting Velveeta gives you a wonderful variety of grand main dishes. For instance, a rich golden cheese sauce to combine with eggs, fish, or vegetables for extra good eating. To make that easy sauce, just melt 1/2 pound of Velveeta in the top of your double boiler. Then stir in 1/4 cup of milk. You can add whatever seasonings your folks like best, and there it is, a grand-tasting, nourishing cheese sauce. Delicious Velveeta has a rich yet mild cheddar flavor that the whole family will go for. And besides that glorious flavor, Velveeta is nutritious, rich in important milk nutrients. When you buy Velveeta, it's smart to get the 2-pound loaf so you'll have plenty for snacks and sandwiches, as well as for cooking. Just be sure you get genuine Velveeta, the quality cheese food made by Kraft.
Now look, Frankie.
What is it, Curly?
Do you realize, Frankie, the greatest musicians in the world have appeared in the Kraft Music Hall, and now me? Think of it, Frankie. Phil Harris is here.
Well, all good things gotta end sometime.
All right, now don't be cute. Look, as I've told you 1,000 times, Alice is tired of you living at our house, and I'm trying to help you. Now, I'm going out of my way to get you a job with Al Jolson.
That's going as far out of the way as you can get.
Remley, you can't go any higher. Playing guitar for Jolson is like being piano tuner to the president. It's a big job. Now, watch the way you talk. Don't you realize this music hall is loaded with class? Dorothy Kirsten, the Metropolitan Diver. And Oscar Levant from the Carnegie Hall Cocktail Bar and Lounge. You've got some big people here. Now, above all, watch what you say to Jolson.
Yeah, all right. Which one is Jolson?
Look, that's him coming this way. That's Jolson.
That's Jolson?
Yeah.
Poor fella.
Now, look, Remley, when you talk to him, will you be nice, be sensible?
Yeah, I know. I'll use my head.
Only as a last resort. Now, let me do the talking.
All right.
Hello, Phil. What are you doing here?
Oh, Al, how are you? Glad to see you. I dropped over. I want you to meet Frankie Remley, my guitar player.
I'm very happy to know you.
How do you know so soon?
Frankie, look, Al. He's clever at times, Al. Look, Kid's got a lot of talent. I don't want to beat around the bush, Jolson. You see, Rexall fired Frankie, and I came over here especially to saddle you. To get you to hire him.
But, Phil, look, if your sponsor fired Remley, how do you expect me to use him?
Well, you got a big orchestra. Nobody will ever hear him.
Wait a minute. Before you make any deal, I want to know something. Jolson, what type of music do you do?
Well, I sing songs like Tootsie Tootsie Goodbye, April Showers on the Banks of the Wabash, Dirty Hands, Dirty Face, Yakahoola Hickadoola,
hey, Curly,
Where Are You,
Curly.
Earl Tonight?
No, I wouldn't play that stuff.
Why not, Frankie?
I'd ruin my guitar.
Now listen, Remley, I didn't send for you. If I were out of work, I'd be a little nicer to people. That attitude of yours won't get you any place, you know.
Curly, this man annoys me.
Frankie. Don't you realize what you're doing? You're insulting Al Jolson.
Well, what are you getting so excited about? What's Al Jolson? Just a thin burr alive.
Now, look, Phil, I'd better talk this over with Oscar Levant. After all, Oscar's a wonderful musician, and he'd know whether Frank is any good or not, see? Oh, Oscar, come here, will you? Phil, this is Oscar Levant.
Oh, what a precious moment this is. Just think, to have the honor to shake the hand that contains the fingers that manipulate the cadenzas and tickle the ivory.
I'm sorry, I never place bets with bookies.
Oscar, this is Phil Harris.
I never placed bets with him either.
Wait a minute. Look, Al, I want to settle this once and for all. Racetrack and bourbon highballs are not the real Harris. I have many sterling assets and rich qualities.
You have one, Alice Faye.
Now, Oscar, stop it. Phil brought over a musician he wants it to hire. A guitar player.
A guitar player?
Yeah.
Well, that's nothing but a violinist who has worn his bow down to his knuckles.
Hey, Frankie. This is Oscar Levant, the great pianist.
Yeah.
This guy plays cadenzas, concertos, and etudes. And the guy plays all them things from notes.
I hate show-offs.
Well, Oscar's going to find out if you know anything about a guitar. Go ahead, Oscar. Ask him something.
All right. Remley, do you agree that the guitar was derived from the cithara, both structurally and etymologically?
Curly.
Yeah?
Let's get out of here.
Now, just a minute, Phil. I got an afterthought that I should have had before. Now, if this Remley is so good, how come Jack Benny doesn't hire him?
Well, Al Benny was going to hire him. I had the deal practically closed.
What happened?
Frankie wanted money.
Look, come here, son. Don't make money your idol. Money is the root of all evil. Money. Money. How blindly thou hast been worshipped. Money.
Oh,
money.
Remley, it's no use. We're just bumping our heads against the gold wall.
Look, Phil, why don't you go see Eddie Cantor tomorrow night? He'll be more sympathetic to a guitar player. He's got banjo eyes. Anyway, folks, it's almost impossible to go on the air nowadays without singing a Berlin song. And I'm one guy who can't get enough of Berlin. I mean Irvin. This, I think, is one of his best. Remember?
Remember the night. The night you said I love you. Remember, remember you vowed by all the stars above you. Remember, remember we found a lonely spot, and after I learned to care a lot, you promised that you'd forget me not, but you forgot to remember. Good night, everybody.
Welcome to the next version of the Cast Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Bengley's orchestra, and our guest, Jimmy Durante. And by the way, Al will be paying a visit to Jimmy on his show tomorrow night. This is Ken Carpenter saying goodnight. Be sure to stay tuned to Dorothy Lamour and her guests on the CSS Variety Show, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
This macaroni and cheese goes great, my sweet.
And as a money saver, it just can't be beat. It's a time saver, too. An all-round winner. Cooks in 7 minutes. It's called Kraft Dinner.
Yes, ma'am. When you have Kraft Dinner, it's just 7 minutes cooking time to a swell macaroni and cheese main dish. For each Kraft Dinner box holds a special fast-cooking macaroni and enough Kraft grated for good cheese flavor through and through. Here's a grand main dish for Lent. It's thrifty, speedy, hearty, delicious. Tomorrow, get Kraft Dinner. And be sure to listen to the Kraft Music Hall again next Thursday.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.